Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Indira Mendez, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So tonight's topic is going to be about how to repurpose your life. So when you think about repurposing your life, you might think about time, right? So time may be of the essence, and your life goals are the most crucial part of your personal development and purpose in life, right? I know sometimes we can get wrapped up in a mundane routine, appearing to be a never-ending cycle or simply the same activities on a different day, right? I know our life and lifestyles are supposed to be synonymous with each other, and it means different things to different people, right? So our life can be full of challenges or fortunate opportunities considered once in a lifetime offered to us. Now, on the contrary, our lifestyle may be of a hermit, wild and careless, or stable and secure. To each its own, right? So when living a luxurious lifestyle, or it could be more money, may equal to more problems or financial responsibilities, causing a person's life to be somewhat challenging, right? So nevertheless, in reality, we live by chance in hopes of a better future, and we choose the lifestyle we want to live in hopes of finding happiness and fulfillment. So what if I told you how to live or repurpose your life by finding your purpose in everything you do and realizing how interchangeable it is with the choices of your own free will? It's never too late to want to change your life for the better, whether it be for improvement or a refreshed personal makeover, right? So you are the caterpillar of your life. So choosing how to improve or work on a goal requires effort and taking one step at a time. And no matter how small the step, you are still progressing towards revamping your life with a purpose rather than living on purpose by chance of not being fulfilled for the right reasons. So how do you repurpose your life by redefining what everything and everyone means to you? What is it that you value most in life, and what are your beliefs about being who you are and how you choose to live your life moving forward? So those are some reflective questions that you might want to ask yourself. So when you take the necessary steps to repurpose your life, you'll have the ability to be in charge of your life rather than allowing yourself to live out the narrative of someone else's life or business goals. So why not take a chance on you, invest in you, build something you can look forward to, and for those who have children, raising your children on how to be leaders of their own goals and aspirations rather than being a follower of someone else's goals and plans. Those are things to look forward to as being goal-oriented. And then having something you could build on your own from scratch is so rewarding and fulfilling, believe you me. And building on a plan you worked hard to achieve in your life as a way of establishing what your purpose is and will be in life is the most satisfying feeling anyone could ever experience. So how you live the lifestyle you choose can be a motivating factor for someone else to pull through and change their life around. So with that being said, join me tonight on the Memoirs of Her podcast and listen and enjoy the show. Toodaloo. Okay, so one of the books that I wanted to recommend for those who are listening on tonight's show is a book that's called Repurpose Your Life by Richard Connor. And his last name is spelled C-O-N-N-E-R. And it's a good book to invest into if you are or have an invested interest in wanting to, you know, do something different in your life to bring that purpose and bring that spark back to your life. So, yeah, I always like to recommend some type of resources that my listeners can go and research on their own and look into, you know, for the betterment of you, right? So, a quote that I think that is so inspirational is, it says, work on your life and not just in it. No more puppet master lifestyle or life. You're going to be the master of your own life by choosing to change, to be different on your own. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. It's what you think of yourself that matters the most. Okay? You should be seeking validation for yourself and not in anyone else. Compliments is okay. You know, people giving you compliments, people cheering you on, those things are great, but it shouldn't be the pinnacle of making you who you are, right? Okay, so first things first, if you're really about that life and you want to repurpose your life and you want to know how, let's go on this journey and let's, you know, see how we can reflect on this and how we can go about it literally for my day-to-day life and to change up that routine that may be mundane, right? Okay, so the first thing that you want to be able to do is increase your awareness to build on your confidence, clarity, and creative freedom. Okay, so that's something that you want to be able to focus on and be in alignment with, okay? And you want to do those things one step at a time in order to feel like you are in control and to know that there's a timing where you're going to take care of everything one step at a time, okay? So as you become aware of what needs to be changed in your life, and you may write it down in detail, what you would like to change, what you would like to improve in your life. And that's good, because once you write it down, you can then work on putting it to action. Okay. Another factor is to evaluate whether this change will be beneficial for you or will it be challenging. Sometimes change that is good for us, sometimes it could be just as challenging for us. But once you put your mind to it and you say yes, with all your might, your mind, body, and soul, and the essence, the very epitome of who you are, when you say yes, and you don't, you know, renege or go back on your yes, and you just stay focused and everything in you is like you're on board, then that's when you could look forward to a successful path and journey, okay, on to, you know, going about that change. And although it may be challenging in the beginning, it may be as beneficial for you in the end, okay? So another factor would be to gain clarity on the steps required to one particular or more aspect of your life. So don't be all over the place. If you know it's more than one thing that you would like to change and focus on that one thing and master it. Master it to the fullest before you go on to another thing, okay? And once you have mastered and completed that first thing that you wanted to improve on, then you go on to the next. For example, if you are focusing on, let's say you are a makeup artist, and you may do the whole face nice, but you want to critique doing eyebrows, you want to critique doing contour, the first thing you want to focus on is critiquing the eyebrows first and keep doing it. Keep on practicing and practicing until you get to where you want to be as far as feeling secure and confident in how to, you know, make those eyebrows look on fleek. And then you work on contour after, contouring the face and things of that sort and blase blase, right? So that can apply to anything that you choose, whether it be a hobby, whether it be something that you want to invest in. You know, it's more than one thing. You want to learn how to cook, you want to learn how to sew. Do one thing at a time and give yourself time and be patient. Okay, and then be creative and realistic about the freedom of change and opportunities in your life. Okay, so that's something that you can do as far as increasing your awareness to build your confidence, getting clarity, and creating that freedom to where you can be in control of your life and you're not living out nobody else's narrative of their own goals and aspirations and lifestyle. Okay, and before I even continue on to go on, I do want to give a heads up to my listeners that it's going to be a brief monologue towards the end, so you might want to stay tuned and sit tight. Okay, so becoming increasingly more purpose driven in your life will also be another thing that you will want to do. Okay, so when you do that, one of the things that you want to be mindful of is to decide on what's the purpose in living and why are you living? Because some people might feel, you know, if you are battling with depression, I feel, you know, I'm sorry that you do, you know, feel depressed at times. You know, I know sometimes some people is chronic and some people is just come and go when they feel sad. Sometimes I go through sadness, but at the end of the day, but for those who may experience, you know, depression to a different degree, I know sometimes you might feel like it's no point in living, but yes, it is a point in living and you are here for a reason. So you got to stay your ass here, okay? You can't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere. You just got to snap out of it and, you know, do your thing and just, you know, feel the emotions and then eventually get yourself out of that. Snap out of that gloomy feeling, okay? Because you do have a purpose, believe you me. Even if you feel like you don't and you feel like, oh, the whole world is against you. At the end of the day, that's just something that you're creating in your mind that is destructive to you and your personality. You don't want that. No. Okay, so decide on what's the purpose of living and why are you living? Okay, when you start thinking, when you start saying affirmations, you know what? I love you, even though I don't feel love, I still love you. Even if you start with that affirmation at first, that's still pulling yourself out of that depressive mode because you're saying, you acknowledging that you love you. And because you love you, you are worth living for. You are worth being an addition to the world. Okay? So, yeah. Give everything in your life meaning and value. So that means you have to think everything over, from the people, from the things that you acquired in your life, and why are you going after these things. You know, you got to give it meaning and understand the things that you value or take personal within yourself, okay? Or things that are outer from yourself, things that you value, people who you appreciate. You want to take all of those things into consideration, okay, when you are becoming purpose driven, because then that gives you some perspective on how you can move in your life as far as making your plans, planning out your actions and what you want to do. You know who's supportive of you, who's not supportive of you. You know who got your back, who don't got your back. You know, all of those things, like people who are in your corner, people who are of your tribe, you will know these things. And people who are just a hater or frenemy, you will be able to distinguish these things when you become purpose driven and you give everything purpose, and then you don't allow nobody to just come into your life just because. It has to be some degree of benefit of why this person is in your life. There has to be some type of purpose of why this person is in your life. Because if the person is in your life or you in another person's life and you're not contributing to it, because it's a two-way street, not one, then it's pointless. You have to be contributing to each other's life to get that value of how that person is valuable to you. And don't take for granted of what the person has to offer. Okay, yes. So another factor that you will want to do is to understand what you have to offer the world or people around you is worth living for. Okay, so for those going back to my depressimos people, okay, if you feeling depressed and you feeling like, you know, well, it's me or the world is against me, guess what? You do got a purpose, okay? And your purpose could just be you relating to someone else who might go through the same thing and y'all both uplifting each other and, you know, getting each other out of a rut, okay? And then start doing things that you like to do. There's things that you like to do, trust me, even if it's just being alone and being in your own thoughts, or sometimes being around people might make you happy because you're an extroverted person. And that's okay, but you want to be around healthy and productive people that's going to boost your vibe and get your vibe going, okay? Now, if you got toxic traits about yourself, then you will want to deal with that first, okay? Because sometimes toxic people can fall in a degree of depression, and that's a whole level, a different level of depression that a person go through, especially when they are dealing with toxicity or just being toxic as a person. So sometimes you just gotta flush that stuff, that negativity out all the way, even though you might feel like a POS. And for those who may not know what that means, it means piece of shit. Excuse me for, you know, saying it on the show, but that's what it means. Sometimes you know that you can be that way, and then at the end of the day, you feel it, and that's a part of your karma. But I'm not here to throw it in your face. I'm just here to tell you that you still have purpose, and you still need to correct and right your wrongs and do better when you know better. Okay, so that's all I'm trying to say. Okay, yeah. And then another factor is to set goals easy to accomplish in your daily life that'll have more impact and relevance to your goals in the future. So that means you achieve more by doing less, okay? So when you set your goals that's easy to accomplish and not as difficult, it's more fulfilling. And it's more insightful to where you can see what it is that you need to do, and you're taking action on those goals. And this is how it's relevant to your future, because over time you become better of a person. Okay? There's going to be improvement. There's going to be change. Yes. Okay? So now that I talked about the first two, is to increase your awareness to build on your confidence, clarity, and creative freedom. And then I talked about becoming increasingly more purpose-driven in life, right? So now I'm going to talk about the contributions of what we might feel when we are depressed. And those things are to eliminate stress, anxiety, disbelief, and uncertainty. So let me highlight these things and what it means, okay? In essence, when you are stressed, believe you me, it's a silent killer, and it should be evaluated and eliminated from your life. And I mean that, because when you are stressed and it's a chronic thing where you constantly always stressed and depressed, it's not good on your character. It's not good on your personality. It's not good on your mental health and emotional health as a person. Okay, so you want to deal with that stress accordingly. And yes, there's good stress and there's bad stress. If you have people that are toxic in your life and that's just simply causing stress and it's too much of a baggage, let that shit go. Excuse my French, but let it go. Okay, let it go. Okay, because it's not worth you rubbing your head, or you know, going through the drama and going through all of the emotional abuse or whatever it is that you experience in as of toxicity. It's not worth it. Okay, it's not worth it at all. Or being at an occupation where, you know, you might have people that's abusing their power, you know, people in authority, and it's toxic. You may not want to be in that environment, and that's to each its own. You don't have to. You don't have to subjugate yourself to anyone or anybody, and I mean that, okay? So when you understand that stress is a silent killer and it should be evaluated and eliminated for your life, you need to take that serious, okay? A silent killer, that means it doesn't come to you directly. It creeps up on you and a heart attack might happen, and the next thing you know it, you're dead and gone. Do you think those same people are going to care about you when you're dead and gone? I don't think so. So you got to care about you and pull yourself up out of the rut. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is directly for you, okay? Pull yourself out of that goddamn rut. Get yourself together, okay? Figure out what you need to figure out and get going with your life, okay? Yes. And then another factor is anxiety, okay? Anxiety will keep you in a frenzy of worrying and being concerned, sometimes about the simplest things that don't even matter, you know? And then you put so much mental energy into something that you're so concerned about, and then you never come to a solution, and then you're worrying about the same thing on a different day, and you still haven't arrived at a solution. So it's like, what the heck? So it's like you gotta eliminate the anxiety, you know, try to plan ahead. Even if you plan and things don't go out right, have a second backup plan of what you can do that could be conducive to your routine and what you do. Something that's not gonna throw you off course all the way till you feel all discombobulated of a person, but you can't think straight or can't even function right. So always have a backup plan to alleviate any anxiety that you may feel. And if you don't know something and you need clarity on it, ask and a person is put in a position to explain to you, or you need a certain type of resources, seek out those resources so that way it can eliminate any anxiety or concern that you have. If you don't know something, research it. Okay? Don't always ask or wait for anybody to do anything for you, because if you wait for everybody else or you depend on or rely on anybody else, you might be waiting for a lifetime. Okay? Because remember, this is your life, not theirs. So you got to take responsibility and accountability for your life. Okay? And then I talked about disbelief. Disbelief will prevent you from trying and excelling at the impossible in your life. So when you keep saying, oh no, I can't do that. Oh no, well, I don't got time to do that. Then you keep on shooting down your dreams and your goals. It's nobody else doing it. It's you. Because if you really want to do something, you're going to plan it out to the T. To the T. You're going to cross every dot every I and cross every T when you're planning, when you really, really, really want something, okay? But if you don't plan and you don't plan ahead and you don't take those actions, then nothing is going to happen. You can't expect anything to happen because it's not going to happen, okay? It's really not. So you got to get out of that disbelief, and then you got to evaluate what your beliefs are. You might feel that you're not good enough, but how do you know you're not good enough if you don't try? And then it's always the ones who always think that they can't do it, and then when you actually find yourself doing it, you excel at it. So it's like, give yourself a chance, invest in you, see what the unknown is, the impossibility is. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Girl, man, boy, whatever, you better take that chance, that opportunity that is given to you, and don't let it up because you have some type of disbelief or you have a certain belief about yourself that is false. Okay, so you want to be able to evaluate that, and you want to be able to get going with your life. Okay, and then uncertainty is a fit of confusion when you don't have time to assess and navigate change in your life. So you can combat uncertainty by being sure, by educating yourself, gaining the knowledge that you need to know something and not be in the unknown. Okay, so that's how you eliminate stress, anxiety, disbelief, and uncertainty. And that's how you identify some of those things as well. When you feel like, what's more of a drain? What's draining you? What's holding you back? And when you evaluate those things, you know, this is how you can, you know, diminish this thing out of your life. So now moving along to move beyond routine and a work-life balance conflict. So when you move beyond routine, some of us all has it, you know, and then the work-life balance conflict is when you're trying to balance out work and then balance out being with your family. And sometimes it's a conflict of interest because you got to invest in a certain amount of time at work, and then you got to come home, and maybe you may have a little bit of time to invest with your family. You know, I mean, some people may have experienced that in the past, you know, not so much of in the millennium years, because now in the new millennium, while we in the 2000s, you know, it's a little bit different because people are starting to work from home and have more time to be with family and less time with the employer. So it's a little bit different, and it can be a conflict of interest, especially when you don't give 100% of yourself to work, knowing that work is the one that's keeping you, you know, paying the bills, keeping you balanced, and things of that sort. You know, these are the things that you have to be mindful of when or understanding the difference between your routine and your work-life balance, and how it could be a conflict of interest with your personal and professional life. Okay, so when we talk about routine is something that is stable and consistent. However, inviting the slightest bit of change can repurpose your life as well. And some people don't like that, especially older people, and I may say some people as well, but I will say mostly people who are set in their ways, they don't like to change their routine. And if they're not comfortable with it, they don't like to try anything new. But trying something new could be so alleviating, and it could repurpose your life, as far as you might do something, you might have been used to doing something manually. And because now that we have technology, and when you learn how to utilize the technology and you realize that what you've been doing manually, you can do now through technology, and it's so much easier for you because it frees up your time, it frees up your stress, it frees up your mental energy and how much you're going to be investing in doing something manually. So it kind of like sort of alleviate your problems if you're doing something. So that's how like it can alter your routine just a little bit. And just give an example between doing something manually and doing technology and things of that sort. You know, those two things are, you know, vastly different, but one will cause the other to where you can free up your time. But maybe you may not know so much about technology or how to utilize technology. And this might be something that you would want to go on Skillshare or Udemy to learn how to use a computer or something like that. If you are an older person, younger person, middle age, it doesn't matter which age you are. But to teach yourself, because you're never too old and you're never too young to learn something new to better yourself and to be better at life, okay? And to find your purpose in life, okay? So you can move past a work-centered lifestyle, whether you are an entrepreneur, employee, or stay-at-home parent. Life is more than just a title and performance in life, okay? So time, once again, I spoke about it in the beginning of the show. Time is of the essence, yes indeedy, and determine what you are investing your energy and intellect into is so imperative and important when it comes down to balancing out your life and, you know, repurposing your life and following a different routine, which is stable and consistent for you, okay? And then when you balance your personal life, your professional life becomes more meaningful with purpose over time, even with the subtle change or vastly change you made in your life, okay? Now, be more productive and efficient and effective. That's the last thing you want to do, okay? So far, I talked about 5 guaranteed things that you could do to repurpose your life, and you might want to take that into consideration because it will help you. It will better you. You will become great at anything that you choose to do or put your mind to. When you find a way to repurpose your life, do a makeover, what have you, anything that's going to boost that esteem of yours, make you feel confident, grab confidence, you know, by, you know, the rockers and, you know, just embodying it and just being, you know, your best self, you know? So yeah, so determine how productive are you with your personal and professional life. This is how you can determine your productivity, your efficiency, and effectiveness in life. Gain insight into your goals for more effectiveness and transitional phases in your life. You can also become more efficient and goal-driven in your approach towards discovering a way to repurpose your life, as I spoke recently about those little step-by-steps that we do, no matter how small it is, and you never, ever despise any small beginnings that you go on, okay? Because every little bit means a lot, okay? And then last thing, a productive lifestyle and life are 2 different achievements, and a productive lifestyle is the cornerstone to your social development. And a productive life is more elaborate and conducive to your personal and professional life. So this is how you determine the essence of your productivity in your lifestyle and in your life personally. So now with that being said, I'm going to do a little short, sweet monologue, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. It's called Repurpose in My Life. Okay, so with that being said, this is more of a feminine energy, so you might want to enjoy it and be aware that this is a feminine. This is not, you know, to be interchangeable with masculinity or anything of that sort. So just be aware with the heads up, okay? So give me a moment and then I'll get right to the monologue. Looking inside of this full-size mirror and at the reflection looking back at me, I almost didn't recognize her. She was beautiful and dazzling looking. I'm not used to such flamboyant attraction. Some might say I'm feeling myself, but I just think I'm the product of beauty and the essence of charm. And all this beauty, some may wonder, what do I have to offer the world? Is it heartbreak, damsel in distress, or work of art to the world? That is what they wonder. But I say, I have the type of influence to persuade the intangible and those who come alive when they see me and are inspired. It smells like roses of success at its best, and it sounds like the epitome of sweet melody, more like purpose. See, when you live in a world of purpose and projection, nothing can defy, copy, or take away what the Most High has gifted you with. Whether that be beauty from within or without, a work of art will always have a story. I must say, I am pleased with the many times I've found ways to repurpose my life with much vigor and meaning. See, relevance is key to what I have to offer the world. With much delight, and people want what I have to offer, whether it be the joy of entertainment or a positive influence to those who have the urge and hunger to change their life, lifestyle, or life goals. And that to me is purpose and the art of persuasion at its finest. So that was the end of the monologue that was called Repurposing My Life. Okay, so repurpose my life. That's the monologue. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it and enjoyed the show in itself. And look forward to next week's show, which will be about the different types of males. I'm going to be talking about alpha and the beta male. But there are at least 5 different types of men out here in the world, and I'm going to share that on next week's show, starting with the big 2, alpha and beta. Okay, so you might want to stay tuned for next week, Saturday night. Bye-bye.